Hi, my name is Jasmine. I'm the author of Chapter 5, Taiwan's Response to the COVID-19 Pandemic, a socio-constructivist analysis of identity differentiation with the People's Republic of China. The past 2 years has been very special for me, and I believe not just for me, but also for lots of Taiwanese people. And the reason is because the attention we received from the world, which is unprecedented. And there are two reasons that leads to the great attention that we received. One is for our significant achievement in countering COVID. And the other is the fact that Taiwan stands at the center of U.S.-China tension. So when I have this opportunity to write on this chapter, I decided to use this current pandemic as a way to dive into Taiwan society and to look into one of the major factors, which is Taiwanese identity, that is shaping Taiwanese role in this U.S.-China tension. So, for those who are not that familiar with Taiwan, let me give you a very quick overview and a History 101 class of Taiwan. So Taiwan is an island with 23 million population and is only 81 miles away from mainland China. In 1949, the communist victory in Chinese civil wars leads to the evacuation of Kuomintang government to Taiwan. With the protection from the United States, the Kuomintang Party was able to secure their ruling on this island. But for the first 40 years, Taiwan has been a single-party state until democratic reforms in the 1980s. During the post-war period, Taiwan experienced rapid industrialization and economic growth known as the Taiwan Miracle. We also went through the journey of liberalization, making us now the beacon of democracy in Asia with our outstanding human rights achievements. After the 70 years of separation from China, Taiwanese identity has formed and consolidated within this island. The Chinese Communist government still sees Taiwan as a breakaway province that will eventually be a part of the country again. In the past few years, China has ramped up its political and military pressures towards Taiwan, but the strong Taiwanese identity has been that one of the major forces that pushing it back. So my story of this chapter starts from here. I believe this current pandemic provides the best opportunity to observe the development of Taiwanese identity, and during this pandemic period, you will be able to see the internal and external driver that help consolidate Taiwanese identity. But meanwhile, by looking into the measures that Taiwanese government use in countering the COVID, as well as the public attitude towards this COVID pandemic, you will still see the deeply rooted cultural connection between China and Taiwan. And this very connection also allow Taiwan to develop a democracy that is different from the West. The viewpoint I provided in this chapter is seldomly being discussed or mentioned in the past research on Taiwan. So some of the facts that I brought up might surprise you, but I believe that's the demonstration or the manifestation of the specialness of Taiwan, where it is a place that preserved the Chinese culture, meanwhile embraced Western democratic thinking. With the complex history, Taiwan has developed a very fascinating society. Of course, I wasn't able to present that in only 7,000 words in this chapter, but I still hope through the example of the current pandemic, I will be able to give you a glimpse of it. So I hope you enjoy reading it and find this chapter interesting. Thank you.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.